second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Requests. Mike Gerschlander. Bear with me. This was a, he submitted drawing to rebuild it, changing it from pipes to treated lumber, same footprint, same everything. I went down to inspection, I mean, the dock is edgy right now, so it'd be a definite improvement. This is the stuff right here. It's all those pipes and stuff that was down there.
This is pending DEC approval.
He's going to use the existing pipes, so he's not going to be digging in the lake bed at all. He's just going to be rebuilding the pipe stuff up in here and using wood and stuff, so. I mean, we can always send it to DEC just in case there's any question, but I didn't see that there was any digging in the lake involved whatsoever in this submission. So I make a motion, we accept as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nicholas Fume, license. He's on the Pleasant Dock. Pleasant Community Dock, the community dock on file. This dock isn't even in the water. It's one of those floaters that come in and out. So I make a motion, we accept it as submitted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Michael Holmes, boat waste, jet ski waste. Went down and looked at it, and he can put it in the proposed site with no problems at all. Got more than enough room. I think he needs more than 7 feet from the property line there. Doesn't close any navigation hazards or anything. So I make a motion, we accept it as submitted.
Second. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. We're gonna pound?
Yeah. Martin Loftus, this is the one that got left over from the last meeting. The only thing on his application, he didn't tell us what he was gonna use for building materials. I called him up to talk to him, he's gonna use all treated lumber. There's no navigation hazards, and he's like 28 feet from the nearest property line. So I make a motion, we accept it as submitted with the addition, with the building material list.
Second. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Got to read my pay tonight, right?
Elliot, once again, he presents no navigation hazards. Nor does he present any infringement on any property lines. He's actually removing one dock, so he's cleaning up the frontage, and he's already submitted to DEC. He did not submit a... No. Building materials list. So when he was there, I had him add it to pressure-treated lumber throughout for the... on the application. So I make a motion to accept as amended.
Second.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye. Clink is just a license transfer. I don't know there's only three people on this dock, I don't know whether it's a community dock or not.
Why don't we table it then, have Rhonda review it, and she gets back.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's that.
Meeting schedule, I don't, I don't have a minute, but...
I think we just said, we only set the January meeting.
Right.
You're right.
You're right, so...
So I...
I move to accept the meeting schedule as presented.
Why, no problem?
Sorry.
Second, all in favor?
Yeah.
Okay, under old business, just update on the dam. Guys are in, I guess they're adjusted. I talked to Al Corwin just at the end of the day today. They're hoping they're gonna pour Saturday, I don't know, they're gonna get trucks in there Saturday, but that's the call, so... That might, suppose have a conference call tomorrow, I guess.
They bring it over the top?
Yeah, they're gonna pump it down. So, that's the last big step, I guess. Everything from Al and Paul Dwyer, they're pretty happy with everything they've done so far. Along, a little behind schedule. Lost a couple of days last week because the water was in the spillway, they couldn't work. So, that's where we're at with that.
So not through this pour, this will...
Yeah, oh, the other thing was, we talked about last meeting there, I talked to Dam Safety a lot, and he doesn't have a problem with us bringing the water, in fact, they'd rather see us bring the water up. Because they wanna come down and see the gates operate. Hopefully we can get maybe 4 or 5 feet behind them, you know, open them, shut them, open them, shut them. So, we got to go ahead that way to start bringing the water up a little bit, make sure everything's sealed. So, that was a concern.
Now, this concrete goes all the way down to the bottom of the spillway, or the top of the spillway, right where the water?
Yeah, when they did the pier, this pumper truck they brought in, they can boom it right out. The boom reaches right out to, with the hose, you know, they got hoses on the end of it, but they had it right down to the center pier, basically.
So the water's gotta stay, what I'm getting at, the water's gotta stay below the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, they gotta keep it down below the spillway until they fill in around the guys.
Oh, what? See, in the event something happened like it did last week, the water came up fast. Is that gonna be a problem for them after they pour it?
No, I don't think so, because,
Because that came up pretty, must've came up pretty fast, we haven't at all. That's what we got.
Yeah, you know, everything, you know, the concrete will set up fairly fast, so I don't foresee that as a problem. I mean, the center pier was more critical just because of the mass of concrete there, and it took a lot longer to set up, so...
How many yards did you end up pouring in there, do you know?
Oh, what the heck did they say? I think it was, 40 yards?
Cool.
48, wasn't it? I think it was eight, I think they had 7 trucks.
Wouldn't think they'd take that much concrete out.
One, I thought it was. So that's where we're at with that, so hopefully this will be wrapping up next week, yeah. Well, three.
Three?
Are. And there's another one that talked, well, the walkways, we're waiting on a price for that, because of, you know, the wood going across the walkways, I want that off of there. That, I'm a, you know, that should have been changed a long time ago. We're going to put steel grating similar to the, you know, the bottom steps there and that, so there's steel grating going across there. Because I just don't like those boards. You get a bad board, and somebody steps through it, and, you know, so. That'll be a change order, too.
Okay.
How many feet are we talking there?
Down in this?
No, the boards that got to be.
Oh, I don't know. Well.
36.
Yeah, it's each width of the gate.
Okay.
You know, 21, or, well, it's a little more than the width of the gate, actually.
Of course, a little bad.
Yeah, it'd be like, well, say 50 feet.
No board over.
Yeah. As long as we got them out of there, it's a lot easier to have them in there now. That's all I have. I don't know, any other old business? I know there's more.
Yeah, but we're not done.
No.
DM update.
Yeah. Bill, finance?
Just pass around what I paid. Is someone going to get the key from Rhonda to take a look at the thing over the post office?
She'll be back on Monday.
She'll be back on Monday, okay. Because I imagine STC's got another bill out, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that, this, I think this will be the last one, though, right? Or it'll be two, no, there should be two more draws, right?
Two.
Final draw.
Well, the draw before the final draw. But, that's what we got.
Or she can say, let's copy over it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can hit it up and put it in, because.
Okay. We got to see the change order and everything else, so that'll be.
Now, will they be presented to us?
Oh, yeah.
Is anything, have we looked into the grant, the additional grant request that we had?
I mentioned that to Alan when I was talking to him, and he really didn't.
Know anything about it?
Know where it was, where they were at. You know, he said with the legislation just getting back, you know, it was just, stuff was just starting to happen, so. I don't know how that shakes out now with, after the election, if they got to set up new committees or how that works.
They just did, did you have a contact person? Was it Alan?
It was Alan.
Well, yeah, we filed it through Camp Safety, so, but he wasn't really sure.
Is there any way we could find out, if there's a timetable on that as to when they're going to make their awards and?
I don't know, because they're still getting rid of last year's money. Was this, what, 06 money?
Well, this was some additional funding that became available for Dam Safety that we applied for.
I guess because I got two outstanding grants from two different agencies in Albany, mm-hmm. You know, I contact those agencies directly in Albany.
Well, that's, I spoke to Alan, but he wasn't. I don't know that that's right in his office.
I know.
You know, it went through them, but it's actually in the Division of Water and everything else. I mean, they're in the Division of Water and that, so I don't know if it's another office within that place that handles the grants itself or what.
The only other thing we could do is maybe call Kathy Young's office.
Okay.
Talk to George Philgrove. George is kind of, okay. And see if he could find out who, at least you could ask.
Okay.
You want to do that, or?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to do it?
I don't care. You want to do it?
If I get the number and the name, I'd like to at least find out when they're scheduling to make their awards. And.
I got Kathy's number at the, I can give you her number. George is in that office.
Yeah, George is in the Olean office.
Yeah, Warsaw.
No, I don't think so. Well, who's in the Olean office then?
I thought Phil Grove was in the Warsaw office.
I think I spoke to him once before.
When I was down there in November, he was there.
Kathy had a little bomb.
The number I have is Warsaw. Maybe he's in both offices.
Yeah, he might pop between both.
They might just have a common number or something.
Well, I'll call you at work then.
Okay.
And then, you know, follow up.
I think we need to find out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Be easier to plan finances.
What's that?
It should be easier for you to plan finances if you had some idea.
Well, we already have an amount that we're...
Right.
We're gonna get. This is over above that, which, I just like to find, because usually they'll say when they're gonna make the awards, right, or make their decisions, or...
They didn't tell you right from the get-go?
They just told us to submit.
Submit an application.
That came from a line, to submit the application.
Which we did back in August. Okay.
Anything else? If not, I'll open it up to open forum. If anybody doesn't know, Bob's service tomorrow is at 10 a.m. if anybody's interested in going. It's up at that 10?
Dangler 3000, Delaware Avenue in Kenmore.
Yeah.
Are you still paying for security at the dam?
I don't know. I left it up to them what they felt they needed to do.
Who is the security company?
Bill's got an invoice.
We got billed directly from STC to that.
Yeah.
I don't have it with me.
Invoice by STC?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that gate is left wide open all the time?
Which gate?
Falcon Beach.
I don't think they have anything at Falcon Beach.
There is one.
Oh, they had excavators and all kinds of sandblasting equipment, Bobcat, dumpsters.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's their equipment.
Well, I mean, yeah, you accused the general...
I didn't accuse anybody.
I just told the people what happened. Two meetings ago, you did accuse people in this meeting.
No, I didn't. I said someone down here. I didn't say someone in this room. I said someone down here. Take it for what it was. I could care less.
Well, you would think they would have...
maybe they have someone sitting in. I don't know. I'm...
You paid $5,000 and you got no explanation for it?
Do I have an explanation?
No.
I don't need it. The board approved having them hire security. Does the board have an explanation for it? Yes. We have an explanation for it. They had... Somebody was damaging their equipment. So I don't know if they have someone sitting in the trailer. Maybe they feel they can leave the gate open because someone's sitting in the trailer.
There's nobody in the trailer. I went to the dam too. There's nobody down there.
That's not our responsibility.
It's not our responsibility.
But we're paying. We're worried more about the dam and the problems that were going on at the dam. We put security up there. I agreed with the security. If something's being done, we're paying for it. You're right.
And they're not even there.
But the fact that they're up at the dam. The security was up at the dam.
There's nobody at the dam.
Well, I don't know if they were there when you were there or not there. I don't know that. I don't know if we were being billed for the hours you're talking about. There was a lot of questions we can't answer since we weren't there. But the fact is that there was the vandalism there. We're trying to do the responsible thing in protecting the dam. That's our most concern. Someone doesn't go down there and damage something.
Was there a police report filed for the damage?
I have no idea.
Yes, there was.
With what agency?
New York State Police.
Well, I know there was because the cops stopped me coming out of my driveway and asked me how to get the Valka launch there. Yes, the police were there. Yeah, he stopped and asked me about it. He must have been
filed the place.
Yeah. So, you know, these are a lot of questions. They're more, it's hard to answer them because we're not up there all the time. If you want answers to those questions, put them in writing and we will have answers for you. But that's really the best way to handle it. Then we can ask the people who are involved. If you give us the questions, we'll get you the answers, if we can. Okay?
That's really the best way. To sit here and to go over it in this atmosphere right now, I really don't care to do it. I do care to get you your answers. And I do care to have the answers too. But I don't think we should turn this into an adversarial thing, and I think it's turning that way. And I really don't want to see that happen. Okay? Questions you got, do it.
There's been an ad in the Olean paper that ran for a week. A contractor down in Limestone had some vandalism done to their equipment. They were working on a job for the DEC. $5,000 reward offered by the construction company for anyone providing information leading to the vandalism of their equipment. Why are we responsible?
Well, I think the main reason I was concerned about having security up there is I wasn't worried about their equipment. I'm worried about someone using their equipment to damage our dam. That's my responsibility. I don't know how else to explain it. That's how I thought about it. Their equipment is insured.
Right.
I don't give a rat's behind. Well, I do. I mean, I don't want to see anybody hurt. But the fact is I don't want someone starting that equipment up causing damage that's going to create a problem for us.
So why don't we provide security for our dam rather than just giving the construction company carte blanche to go ahead and
Well, I think them being up there, and I don't want to argue over the security all night long, but I just believe that if they want security up there, they're responsible for the dam as they're working on it, unless someone goes up and damages their equipment's up there. I would like to have the carte blanche, if I was up there working, to control the security. I don't want some guy sitting in this office who's never been down there telling them how to do it. So, I just think we got to let, you know, we'll get you answers, though. I mean, if you've got some questions, really, submit them, and we will try and get you the answers.
They might have not have security anymore. Maybe they feel it's passed. I don't know.
They still have security.
Do they? So.
I see them every day.
Well, I haven't. We only got the one bill from them.
So they don't sit out there with a red beacon on top of their head saying, "I'm security watching the dam."
Well,
trust me, they're there.
That's right. Well, if they're there. But I'd like to know.
I know they're
Wait,
there.
That's fine.
I'm there.
That's fine.
Well, if you were able there, hold the car out there.
Let's hold it. Hold it. No. Wait. Let's
walk
hold
all
it.
The way around.
You got a question for the board? Talk to the board, Maggie. You got a question for the board? Then talk to the board. I don't think we should be.
I got no questions.
We definitely don't want to turn this into anything more than what it should be.
They are there. The security is there.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Listen, anybody else have any questions before we go any further?
Open forum.
When you get to the open, are you open forum? You're not doing old business. Fillmore asked me to pass along the geothermal survey needed. Okay. And it is in fact a geothermal survey that you did need for what you want.
We gotta give that to Ron. Okay.
Yeah. I saw him today and it's for his I know that there was some question last month that you don't need a geothermal survey, but here it is.
We wanted to know a little bit more.
It was correct with geothermal survey or whatever you needed for. There it is.
Okay. There's nothing else in open forum. We're going to go into executive session.
Need a motion?
I made the motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.